Happy? Good. With Chris Locke.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Happy Good with me, your host, Chris Locke. How are you doing? This is episode 64. And we haven't done an episode, and haven't done an episode in like almost half a year. It's been crazy, and there's a lot of reasons for that. I know, I shouldn't dwell on it, but the thing is, as you guys know, these episodes are always off the cuff. They're free and loose and fancy free. How are you guys doing, by the way? I hope you're doing really well. I hope this podcast finds your ears like a fresh stack of pancakes or waffles. Man, let's go waffles, like a freshly made waffle with the waffle batter made in the waffle iron, you know, with the, oh God, I can't even think about it right now. I'm trying not to eat that much. It's the holiday season, and you eat a lot. Oh, cheese and beer. Why does the, you know, I really like living an indulgent life. I could live in a castle full of decadence and just explode, you know, live a hedonistic indulgent life until I explode. But you get down, don't you, when you start putting on the pounds and racking your mind with alcohol and whatever else. So what am I talking about? The thing is I hope this podcast melts into your ears like syrup into the grid of the waffles, the fresh waffles that you just cooked. You spray whipped cream on it, put like strawberries, all of that stuff. Yum! So what took me so long to make another episode? Well, I will say a lot of it is scheduling. I mean, once people started getting vaccinated and life started getting back up to normal to a degree. I mean, we still live with an ominous cloud and many sort of variations hanging over us all the time. But, you know, things got busy again. And I have two kids who are demanding for a lot of the time. So it took time away from making episodes in that regard. But also, I think I've explained it on this podcast before. I think I'm a cynical person. I've got my own set of bitterness. And I think, in a way, all my life, for the most part, I've kind of battled with depression. But I never really knew it because, you know, I was one of those people that grew up in a family where they were like, you know, shut up. No, you're not. Stop being a wimp type of, like, attitude about that kind of stuff. So For a good half a year, at least, I wasn't feeling it. I couldn't. I'm being honest here. I know we don't like to talk about the dark stuff on Happy Good, and I'm just making it an explanation for where I was. But I wanted to make a special. I want to say I dove in. Like, my friends Mike Palazzo and James Hartnett are two of the most clever, funniest guys ever. So I really wanted to just have fun and joke around with other people instead of dwelling in my own mind for a long time. So I made the podcast with them, Evil Men, which please check out. It's doing really well, and it's really ridiculously fun. It's like, that's my main podcast now. It's so fun. I know you tuned in to relax. I will finish this announcement or explanation in just a sec. But we talk about different evil men throughout the ages of time, throughout history, throughout comic books, cartoons, movies, whatever. It doesn't matter. It can range from Gargamel to freaking John Wayne Gacy to Cthulhu, the evil monster of H.P. Lovecraft's mind. It's really fun. It's mostly an exercise to joke around and riff and make it also cheers people up by being so dang silly. And we have great guests on every now and then. We've had like Jackie Pirico and Kyle Kinane and Sarah Hagee and all the Chip Zdarsky, all these great people. But I'm moving on now. That's what I did. I dove into making that and doing a lot of stand-up and acting and stuff. So the schedule picked up and it was hard to make another episode. So I'm moving on. But I felt like it was important to do an episode now because it's Boxing Day right now. It's the holiday season. And that is a hard time for a lot of people. And it's been a hard time for me too because everything. We all know it, you know. So I'm not going to talk about that stuff. We're going to move on. Please relax. Get into relaxation mind, rocking the nation time. You understand? I want you guys. This is the thing. I felt I owed it to myself to do one of these, and I owe it to anybody who checks out this podcast. I love you guys. I want you guys to just feel good for a half an hour. Forget about all of this crazy nonsense, the darkness, you know, that enshrouds upon our lids, you know. I'll close our eyes and then it's just like, oh man, should I open my eyes again? Is, you know, some sort of like nebulous black cloud with glowing red eyes going to be like forming claws around my head trying to suck me into its never-ending abyss of horror and pain? And speaking of H.P. Lovecraft, that was pretty creative, don't you think? Anyways, the thing is it's time to get this holiday crap out of our frickin' bones. Obviously, some of the holiday stuff is nice. Completely. I totally understand. Family, right? I've seen all your Instagram pics of you guys kissing each other by the Christmas tree. I believe that you're very happy and that's a very happy time. I've seen your tweets and your Instagram pics of all of the perfect family hugs and dinners. It's probably totally 100% true. You probably are having the best Christmas ever, and you probably do have the best life ever. But maybe if some of you, you know, deep down feel like I do, where there's like a detachment, you know, you're still all alone at the end of the day when you go into your own brain. Are your family in your brain? Seriously, tell me. Are your family in your brain? Get them out of there. No, they're not. Your whole brain is just the only thing. You're your own brain. You're stuck in your own mind. You walk around your mind like a freaking haunted Victorian attic full of cobwebbed, bedazzled rocking chairs. Old chests full of like old vintage wedding dresses and tuxedos that are all dusty and torn and... What else is in a... You know, you're creeping around this thing. Boxes upon boxes. Old weird mannequins from, like, I don't know, an old relative who used to be a fashion designer. You know? Your brain is, like, just a... Nothing ever leaves. Every input we have since we were born. We forget things, sure. But the brain doesn't. It's all in there. Hiding, lurking, like those glowing red eyes, like I said. You know, some stuff is great, some stuff is happy. But people have a darkness, and we live outwardly to escape that. And that's good. But sometimes you need to just admit that. It's actually positive. You know, it's a positive thing to admit that things aren't perfect. What is perfect? Perfect is, the idea is ambiguous. You can never just throw a dart and it lands on perfect in your life. I mean, you can throw a dart and it lands in a bullseye on the dartboard, and that's pretty perfect when you're playing darts, but so I don't know, maybe that analogy doesn't work. You can throw a dart in your mind, and it lands on the bullseye of the idea that what is perfect, you know? Here's the thing, even if you win a dart game all night, okay, for my gloomy analogy, and you hit bullseyes all night, you win a bunch of money, you had some beers and ciggies with your friend, you go har har har, you know, and you throw back a sausage on your way home covered in mustard. Har har har, I am the champion. Yeah, well, you know what? Perfect bullseyes all night, next morning you wake up. Oh God, this again. Who am I? Where am I? What do I gotta do? Oh boy. I wish I could live in that constant getting bullseyes moment during the dirt championship over and over again, but alas, life goes on, doesn't it? So anyways, I'm not trying to be negative on a happy, good episode. What I'm trying to do is get us to the base level, honest playing field before we take off into a nice, forgetful, happy moment, right? Because it's holiday season, and I've thought, let's be honest for a minute here. It's we're back on the even level plateau of honesty. So let's just get all of this craziness out of us. All this, like, I gave someone a gift and they didn't really care. Like, you know, all that stuff. Like, I couldn't see my family because of, freaking COVID or whatever. Like, just this crap. Or, like, I drank too much and then I had a bad sleep or something. Whatever. There's, like, all these things that twist us this way and that, making us feel terrible. Let's get all of that out of our system now. We're going to take 3 deep breaths. And what I like to do is you inhale through the nose. When I count down from 3, you inhale through the nose. Hold it. Get that air in all aspects of your body. I'm talking like under the knees. I'm talking like through the tunnels of the thighs. Can air go through tunnels in my thighs? Yeah. I'm a scientist. You know, take deep breaths that make your toes wiggle. Take deep breaths that make your arms and upper body, you know, fly around the sky like one of those inflatable men outside of the car dealership. Maybe some of the inflatable men aren't men. Maybe some of them are women, inflatable women, and whatever. So the thing is here we go. I like to count down from 3, do a deep breath in through the nose, inhale, then hold it, let it, the air climb around there, dust out all of the nooks and crannies of your lungs, and then exhale. We'll do that 3 times. Okay, so here we go. 3, 2, 1, inhale. Hold it. Yeah, feel that. And then exhale. Oh yeah, see, even 1 inhale, doesn't that feel so nice? Okay, let's do it again. Another inhale through the nose. Deep, stretch out your lungs. Exhale. Oh, see, even when I do that, I start seeing new pictures in my mind that I haven't seen before. I forgot about. Okay, let's go. 1 more. Last one. This is the big one. Inhale through the nose. Ready? Here we go. Yeah, baby. Oh, exhale. Yes, see, and we're back. I can feel it. We're just floating along, aren't we? we're walking along a path on the ground, but our feet aren't touching the ground. We're kind of we're walking along, aren't we? And just kind of floating, sort of like ghosts in the nether world, you know? It's like a sort of vintage planet of Earth, but it's like somewhere else. It's sort of a version of like dreamland meets another dimension. You're just in this sort of like, it's a quieter world. It's olden times, it's a few hundred years ago, you know? And there's this little path through the woods. And you kind of float along above the path, but you walk along consciously like, I'm walking here. And you're just kind of like skimming about, almost like how like a fish swims along, you know? They're like, I'm not touching the ground. Like, they don't even think about it. They just kind of float along. But you're not in water, you're in air. But you're like doing everything you do, but your feet aren't fully touching the ground. And there's something about that that appeals to me, because, you know, it feels like if you're touching the ground, then gravity is kind of pushing you down. And so there's a little bit of stress on your body and your legs, knees, and feet. And I don't even want you to have that. You know, I want you a little bit lifted off of the ground. So there's no pressure from gravity, nothing like that. But it's also not like an anti-gravity world where you're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Like those dumb astronauts that are always like, look at how crap floats. And we're like, yeah, yeah, well, what are we supposed to do about that? You know what I mean? What are we supposed to do about that, you freaking astronauts? Always rubbing it in our face that you're floating in a space capsule. Hey, what are we supposed to do down here, stuck on Earth, grinding our knees and ankles into the frickin' dirt? Like, you know, old tribesmen chasing cheetahs. I would like to see a cheetah in one of those space capsule videos, space station videos. Hey, look at us. We're floating in anti-gravity here. It's hard for me to put toothpaste on a toothbrush. Ha ha ha, because it floats away. Holy crap! There's a freaking cheetah in the freaking spaceship. Who brought this here? Well, another astronaut's like, well, I brought it as a freaking kitten. Like, I didn't know it'd grow up to be a full-on cheetah in like 3 weeks. Crap, man. This is that pet you had? It's freaking, we gotta float away from it. It's literally trying to eat us in space. Imagine a space capsule came back to Earth, and then all that was in it was a happy cheetah and blood and guts of humans all aboard the space capsule. And NASA or SpaceX or whoever is like, damn it, we kind of blew it. Ah, whatever. We'll try again. No pets this time. No, you know, animals that, what are they called? Emotional support animals. I brought a baby cheetah as an emotional support animal. I didn't know it would grow up so fast in space. So anyways, you're traipsing along, floating along in the woods, and you go to a cabin. Classic, right? Classic grim fairy tale woods cabin. Hello, you know. Hello, you know. scary? No, because you close the door and it is beautiful inside. You go in and there's a note on an old wooden kitchen table there that you read. And the note says, "Hello there, weary traveler, or to whomever has found their way to my cabin. My name is Sir Augustus de Boulier. And this is my home. And I've spent most of my life so far decorating the home with all kinds of relics and antiques and glorious little tributes to the beautifulness of the history of planet Earth and humanity. I've gone on a trip now to explore and find a few more artifacts and treasures to adorn my cabin with, but if you've happened to stumble upon my humble abode, please take your time to look around, enjoy yourself. And there's food in the fridge, there's food in the cupboards, and there's all kinds of paintings and treasures and glorious things for you to inspect and enjoy and learn about. Knowledge is king. Please enjoy yourself. Sincerely, Augustus." And you go, "Damn, dude, that's nice." And you put the letter down and you start looking around Augustus's beautiful cabin. And it's just glorious. It is as wondrous as the letter explained. There's all kinds of paintings. There's Rococo and classical and neoclassical and all this beautiful. It's almost like the cabin was created in the Renaissance, and somebody who really enjoyed the classical era started collecting things. And even in the book shelf area, there's vintage collections of, you know, Metamorphosis by Ovid or something, or the Aeneid, and, you know, stuff like that. And you're like, "Well, I could live here. There's golden bowls and full of grapes and oranges, grapefruits, plums. The fridge is full of fruit. There's bananas, tangerines. And just because it's the holiday season, why, yes, there's a sack of clementines. Fishnet stocking sack of clementines." And you start indulging. Well, of course. Oh my gosh. And on the counter, there is a really fancy wine decanter that's not full. So what does that mean? Well, there must be some sort of wine cellar around Augustus's cabin somewhere. So you make your way. It's not too far. There's a pantry on the other side of the fridge, where the fridge is. On the other side, there's a pantry. And beside the pantry, in the kitchen area, there's a... By the way, this is all open concept. I didn't really describe the layout. But you kind of walk in, and the kitchen table's kind of really close to you. I'm talking... This is like a Grimm's fairy tale, old school cabin. Even though it's full of riches and treasures and trophies and tributes, etc., it's big, it's wide, but it's all open concept. It's that classic cabin, got the little ladder to the loft area where you sleep, and the rest is all open. The kitchen area is to the left, and there is a fridge there and a long counter and cupboards and sink, etc., with a window with that looks out onto a garden, but the garden is a bit frosted over right now. And then to your right far, there's a big pantry. And then beside that, lo and behold, is a little wine rack with, he doesn't have a wine cellar. There's not enough space for a whole cellar for wine, but each wine is a glorious vintage something or other, you know, and we're talking like extremely vintage. And oh man, I gotta say, I'm recording this now at like, it's like 11 a.m. on Boxing Day, but damn, wouldn't you like to just really enjoy a bottle of wine right now? Am I a bad influence? Maybe that's why I shouldn't do happy good so often. Maybe I'm a bad influence. Let's have a bottle of wine before lunch. But this is, you're listening to this episode whenever. And this is not, this is, you are here in this. So you find this like crazy wine, you know, some sort of like, and guys, you know, if you're a real wine connoisseur, please send me a message on Twitter or Instagram and be like, you don't know what the heck you're talking about, Christopher. Well, I don't. So I'm going to say this is a late 18th century, like, Pinot Noir from France. So think of that. You know, the French Revolution could have happened around this bottle of wine. When was the revolution? The exact years? I forget. But yeah, so there you go. And it's got dust on it. But there's a little sticky note on the wine rack that says, help yourself, dash, capital letter A. And of course that A is for Augustus. And so you take this old Pinot Noir and you find the thing on the counter, the wine cracker, the wine corkscrew thingy. And you open it and you pour it in the decanter and you sniff it and you smell the bottle and you pour some of the, after decanting for a bit. Is that what happens? Is that what it's called? The process of decanting? You pour a little bit into this ancient golden goblet that looks like a treasure from some sort of king. You know, it's a really just heavy, beautiful golden goblet. What would be better, gold or brass or bronze or I don't know. It's a freaking treasure. You're standing in this cabin and you're not standing, your feet are still floating off the ground, looking at this goblet going, damn, that's a nice cup. And then you pour some of the wine into it, smell it, swish it around your mouth, inhale it back a bit. Oh my gosh. Then you take a sip and it's magical. You start floating backwards. Your body sort of comes out of your clothes, and your clothes float in the air, and you turn into a golden mist of a human being. You're not even like yourself anymore. You're just particles of your golden dust particles that join the dust particles that shine in the lights from the windows in the cabin. And you mix around, and now you can see everything as if you are eyes, omnipotent eyes yourself, looking around at everything. But the physicality is completely gone. And you're warm and soft, and everything feels gentle and happy and positive. And your spirit has basically become another treasure in this beautiful cabin of decadence, glorious treasures of from all of human history. And if that's a little too freaky for you, where you actually, like, you know, leave your body and become a thing, it's okay, because you can choose to go back to being you once you're done exploring the cabin and leaving again and all of that. But for me personally, there's something relaxing about the idea of, like, releasing yourself from the confines of your body and just becoming one with, you know, all the beauty that is all around you. It's like, I kind of said the syrup thing into the waffles off the top. It's kind of like that. It reminds me how, like, butter, hot butter, joins toast, joins pancakes, joins waffles. It's like that. It's not like you're turning into dust as a dead body. It's like you're turning, you're melting into the beauty of everything around you. Kind of, you know. Yeah. So that's the holiday episode. I really wanted to do one, get it out of my system. Wanted to talk to you guys. And yeah, for anybody who's still, I know it's been a long wait. I know I have a bunch of episodes out there, though, so I'm glad you could, you know, always go back and listen to those. And, you know, the beautiful music of Drew Smith is always, like, half of the beauty of the podcast that I really enjoy. I'm saying the word beauty all the time now, but it is true. So thanks, Drew, again, for all of the music that you've given me over the past almost, I don't know, yeah, almost 2 years of doing Happy Good. April 2022, it'll be 2 years. But thanks, everybody, for checking it out. I appreciate you. You guys are the best. I hope you took some time out and got rid of all the immediate pressure and nonsense of day-to-day life, especially during the busy holidays. And I'll talk to you again soon, sometime. Go outside now and take a deep breath of the fresh, real fresh air. Touch a tree. Look up to the sky and say thank you to the magical universe that has our sun and all these planets and moons, etc. And, you know, every now and then, if it gets stressful from now until whenever, just think of Augustus's cabin, you know, and think of all the little treasures that you could have, that you could enjoy and look at and whatever. And stay free, okay? Thanks so much. Talk to you later.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network.